Today's shiur is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're going to begin on Daf Tzadik Beis on the Beis, the second Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamayti Kikel Rishus Rabim. If somebody carries out a loaf of bread to Rishus Rabim, Chayiv. He's Chayiv for Hoytzah. So the Ritva explains that's an obvious din, that you've carried out a loaf of bread, you're Chayiv. So Ritva explains that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that there's no chiddush in this line. It's just a lead up to what we're going to learn as we get into the Mishnah. The Sfas Emes says that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we're not talking about a kikar who's a loaf of bread. The kikar is a heavy thing of gold, kikar zahav, which is usually not carried by one person. It's usually carried by two people. And what we're going to learn today, and today's shiur is the sugya of shnayim shesu, of two people doing something together. And the chiddush is that even though if one person carries something that usually he wouldn't carry on his own, still he's chayiv because it's considered carrying. How about tzitziu shnayim? If two people carried it, pturim. Then it's not considered hitzah. Lo yochel ech lo tzioi, but let's say it's a heavy item that can't be carried by one person, and two people carry it, chayovim. So the Tanakhama says that we don't have the patur of shnayim shasua, Rav Shimon Paiter. So before we begin the sugya of shnayim shasua, let's discuss it a little. First of all, we have a fundamental machloikus, Rashi and the Ritva, why shnayim shahitziu is potter. Rashi says the shnayim shaytziu is not urche. It's not the normal way of carrying. To carry out a loaf of bread, one person carries a loaf of bread. Two people carrying a loaf of bread is not the normal way of carrying. And as we learned yesterday, kalach yad, if something's not carried in a normal way, you're potter. The Ritva learns that the reason shnayim shaytziu is potter is because each person, again, let's use the example of the Mishnah. If two people are carrying a loaf of bread, each person is essentially not essential. He's not required. He's not doing something that's really necessary. And to be chayiv, you're only chayiv for hoitzah when everybody contributed and was necessary for the malacha. Where is the machloikis? Where's the perfect example of a machloikis between Rashi and Ritva? And from here we'll see that Tosfos really agrees with Ritva. Tosfos on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph speaks about the following case. Let's say you have a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread could easily, by weight, it weighs a pound, it weighs 2 pounds, could easily be carried by one individual. But the way these people are holding it, let's say they're holding it with one finger. To carry out a loaf of bread with one finger, with your left hand, then you need two people. Is that going to be considered a case of Shnayim Shasuot, because each person is necessary, or not? According to Rashi, that the rule is, if it's not Urche, this is not Urche. The fact that I decided to carry the loaf of bread in a bizarre manner, and therefore I need another person, doesn't make it Urche. A loaf of bread is carried by one person. But according to Ritva, here both people are needed. Because to get this loaf of bread out, carrying it this way, you need two people. And that's why the Ritva and Tosfos will say that this is not considered Shnayim Shasua.
But if it was Kalachiyad.
Because they don't agree with Kalachiyad. They say Shnayim Shasua. Kalachiyad is only when you're doing it that the mode of carrying is not usual. Here you're carrying it with your hands. You're carrying it in the regular way. You're just asking somebody else to help you. But you're not carrying it on your back of your hand. You're not carrying it on your head. Now, there's another Shaila. We're learning now that Shnayim Shasu, this is just in the way of Hagdama for today's shir. Shnayim Shasu, we say, is Potter. What does that mean, Potter? Does that mean that there's no Chiv Chatas, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, but it's still Asa Medaraisa? Or is it Asa Medarabonin? Or when it says in the Mishnah only Potter, it means Potter Avil Asa, like usually when it says Potter in Shabbos, we say it means Potter Avil Asa. That also is a Machloikus Rishoinim and Achroinim. Some Rishonim say that Potter here means Potter Avil Asa. Other Rishonim say that the entire Ptur of Shnayim Shesua is only from a Chiv Chatas, but not that it's not Aver, it's an Aver Midaraisa. And the Meshech Chachma says that he saw in a dream. It says in the Saras Adivris, Eshab Soisai Tishmairu. Tishmairu is a Lashon Rabbim. That means to teach us that even if two people did the malacha together, it's considered a malacha, and if somebody did it that way, he was Mechal Shabbos, he was not Shomer Shabbos. Similar Shaila will be by other Isurim, not Shabbos. What's going to be the halacha? Is Shnaim Shasu a potter or not? So many Achroinim want to connect to the Machloikis of the Rashi and the Ritva. According to Rashi, that says that the Torah of Shnaim Shesua is because it's not Urche, it's not normal. That's only by Shabbos, where we have a din of Melechus Machsheves. Everywhere else where there is no special rule of Melechus Machsheves, Shnaim Shesua will be Chayiv. But if you say that the Torah is because that's not considered that I did something, if I wasn't essential, so then everywhere Shnaim Shesua will be Potter. Again, it's a very big machlokes achronim. The Makar Chaim says Shnaim Shesua is chayiv everywhere else. Many other achronim say that. The other Rabbi Kivega is not so sure. Another shaila, and then we'll get into the Gemara, is what about Shnaim Shesua, even in Shabbos, on something that doesn't have a shear? No, it's carrying. That's what we've been learning for the list. I don't know how many blot has a shear. The Chesel Avram asked the shaila. So he says, carrying, we see, goes with a certain amount. You have to carry a certain amount. So there, Shnaim Shesua may be an issue. But where there's no shear, the Malach is a Malach, even without any shear, the Chesel Avram wants to say there will not be a Ptur of Shnaim Shesua. Begins the Gemara. Amr Yud Amr Rav, Vamalei Amr Bayev, Amalei Masni Satana. Zeyachol v'zeyachol. What's the case where I could have carried the item myself, and the person who I carry with me also could have done himself? Ramei Mechayev, Reb Chaim says you're still chayiv in such circumstances. Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, Paitrim. What about a case of Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel? Carrying a table. I couldn't have carried it myself, and my friend couldn't have carried it itself. Together we could carry it. Here, Reb Yehuda, Ramei Mechayevin, Reb Shimon, Paitrim. How about Zeni Yochel? I'm a strong guy. I could carry it out. But Zeni Yochel, but my friend could not. Reb Yehuda, Ramei, here, Divri Hakol Chayiv. No, Rav Yehuda Ramei Mechayvin, Rav Shimon Paiter. Zeh Yochav, Zeh Niyochav. Again, I got mixed up. Zeh Niyochav, Zeh Niyochav. I couldn't do it myself, he couldn't do it himself. Rav Yehuda Ramei Mechayvin, Rav Shimon Paiter. Zeh Yochav, Zeh Niyochav. I could, my friend can't. Tereakul Chayiv. And we'll explain that soon what that means. Tanya Namihochi, Hamayti Kikul Rishus Rabin. If somebody carries out a loaf of bread to Rishus Rabin, Chayiv. Hoitziu Shnayim, if two people carry it out. Ramei Mechayiv, even though each one could have done it on his own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo yochol echad lo yitzioi, if it's the kind of item that one person couldn't have carried out himself, v'yitziu shnayim, and two people carry it out, that's when chayovim. V'mlav, but if each one could have done it on his own, p'turim. Rav Shimon Paiter, Rav Shimon says that even if each one of us could not have managed without our friend, we're still potter. And we'll explain everything soon. Where we know this from? Begins the Gemara, Menani Mili. How do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa is referring to a Pasuk, which is a Pasuk that speaks about the Chiv Karban Chatas. And the Pasuk says, V'm nefesh echtos echas sechta b'shkoga mi'ama oretz b'asoysa. So it keeps it talking about single. Nefesh echta echas sechta b'asoysa. The person keeps talking, the pasuk keeps on talking about the singular. Basoisoi, so I learned from that pasuk, ha'oisa is kuloi, only if somebody does the entire maisa aveira, v'loi oisa mitzosoi, not if somebody only does partial. Ketzad, shnaim shayoyegz malgas v'loigzin, two people were holding a pitchfork, and were moving hay, straw, something that could have done by one person. Bekarker, this is one of the pieces of equipment used in weaving. Again, could have easily been done by one person, b'shoiftim. B'komis, with a pen, the question. B'kana, on a reed, on a small stick of wood, v'tzil rishus rabim, and together two people carry these items after rishus rabim, yochli yichayavim, the two of them should be chayiv, tamalayim bas soy soy. Ha'oy says, kulay, only if somebody does the entire melacha, v'layas mitzos, not if somebody does only part of it. However, the eagle shadvela, a big circle of figs, which is already heavy, one person can't carry it out, v'tzilushus rabim, or b'koira, a beam, v'tzilushus rabim, again, a heavy item that cannot be carried by one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo yochel echel lo tziyoy, if one person couldn't carry it out by himself, v'tzilushnayim, but two people carry it out, that's when chayovim. Bimlav, but if it's an item that could have been carried by one individual and was carried by two, pturim. Shimon is even a bigger mekel. He says, even if it's so heavy that one person could have not carried it out himself, and that's why two people carry it out, still pturim. Lekach nemar, and ends off of Shimon his statement, that's what the pasuk means when it says the word basoisa, to teach us strictly yochid she'asei chayiv, only if an individual did it by himself, that's when there's a chayiv, shnayim she'asua, but if two people do it, p'turim. Says the Gemara, what is the basis of the machloikis? B'maikamifki, what is the basis of the machloikis? Says the Gemara, b'maikra, the arguing around this pasuk, which we just quoted a moment ago. Again, the pasuk is a pasuk in the parasha of Korban Chatos. And the pasuk says, "V'm nefesh echas sechta b'shkoga ba'am aretz basoisa." So says Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon saw it losam yutik sivri. This pasuk includes three words that are trying to teach us a din: the word nefesh, the word tachta, and the word achas. Nefesh ech tachta, nefesh tachta achas, tachta basoisoi, and tachta. Chad lemuti, one comes to exclude ze oikav ze meniach. What does that mean? It comes to teach us the case that we began the Masechta with. The Bahaytzah, if somebody carried something from Gidde Akira and the other person did the Hanocha, there's no chiyuv for either one midaraisa. Because as we've said many times, to be chayiv for Haytzah, you have to have the person doing both an Akira and a Hanocha. The next piece is teaching us the case that both of us could have done it on our own, and we chose to do it together, that we're potter. And the third thing is telling us that even a case of Zeyni Yochel, we couldn't have done it on our own. We each needed the other, we're still potter if two people do it. So there are two ways of explaining this Gemara. One halach in the Rishonim is that the Gemara is going in steps. The smallest chiddush is ze oik v'ze meniach. That if one person does the akira and one person does the hanocha, that you potter. Because as we've said many times, without both an akira and a hanocha, we have no haitzah. Then the pasuk tells us a little bigger chiddush. Not the case of Haitzah, where without one individual doing the Akira and Hanoch, we have nothing. We have Zeyochel v'Zeyochel. Each one of us did a whole Malacha, but we didn't do it on our own. The Pasuk is telling us, there too you potter. And then the Pasuk tells us even a bigger Chiddush, that we couldn't have done it on our own, and you still potter. That's one way to Rishonim learn. Taisus seems to learn a little differently. Taisus says, this is the way the Taisus Rush explains Taisus, what is the pasuk teaching us? The pasuk teaching us that to be considered a haitzah, something we said many times here, is you have to have both an akira and a hanocha. Without an akira and a hanocha, you don't have haitzah. That's the first thing the pasuk is teaching us. Then the pasuk goes on to teach us that zayochel, then the other case of zayochel. Ask Taisvis, why did the pasuk only teach us about akira and a hanocha? The pasuk can also teach us that if we spoke about the shir fiksiva, that the shir fiksiva is two letters. So the pasuk could tell us that if you only write one letter, you didn't do kaisif. So Taisus says, and again, this is the way I think the Rishonim explaining Taisus, there's a fundamental difference between when one person does the akira, another person does the anocha, and where one person only writes one letter. When you only write one letter, that's not called kaisif. Kaisiv, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, is two letters. One letter is nothing. It's not writing, as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned. On the other hand, let's think about it. What's the goal of Haitzah? The goal of Haitzah is taking the item from and Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or vice versa. If I didn't do an Akira, or I didn't do a Hanacha, but I got the item from one Rosh Hashanah to the other Rosh Hashanah, did I accomplish my goal? Yes. So I would think that without the Akira and the Hanacha, I still should be Chayiv, because I accomplished a Hoytzah. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that no, without having the Akira and the Hanacha, the Halacha does not view that you did a Hoytzah. That's how Rav Shimon will learn the Pasuk. Rav Yehuda says like this, Chad Lamuti, one Taket teaches us the case, the din of Zeh Oikah v'Zeh Meniach, V'Chad Lamuti comes to teach us Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel, V'Chad Lamuti Yochel Ch'asor Baris Bezdin, comes to teach us a different din. Let's say somebody did something on Shabbos, because Bezdin told him the wrong thing. Is he chayiv or not? The Pasuk is teaching us that he's not chayiv. Why not? Because I didn't do the wrong thing. I did the wrong thing because Bezdin told me I could do it. Says the Gemara, where Reb Shimon know this from? So according to Rashi's Girsa, Reb Shimon yochad she'asa by Ross Bezdin chayiv. If a yochad does something because Bezdin told him, he's not potter. Tosfos has a different Girsa than the Gemara, because Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masechta Harius, where the Gemara says that Yochad, Reb Shimon says that Yochad she'asa by Ross Bezdin is potter. So how can you say chayiv? So Tosfos says, according to Reb Shimon, not only is a Yochad she'asa by Ross Bezdin potter, I don't even need a pasuk. It's obvious that he's potter. Why is this obvious? Because he's no different than any oinus. He's innocent. Bezdin gave him the wrong psak. The difficulty to understand is Rashi's girsa. Rashi says that Yochad she'asa by Ross Bezdin is chayiv. Why? I didn't do anything wrong. Bezdin told me that I did some to do it. So why should I be held responsible? And why should I have to bring a carbon? So I always explain this Gemara with our world, with the conscious world. If somebody goes to a store and he sees an item with a heksher, and he doesn't know what a heksher is, so he buys the item and he eats it, and turns out that the heksher was a weak heksher, could he say, I didn't do anything wrong, I saw a heksher on it? Of course not. It's his responsibility to make sure that the heksher is a good heksher. The same thing here. Just because you have a bezdin that told you you could do it, doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. You have your own responsibility to make sure what you're doing is right. Rameya, who is most machmer, how's he going to learn this pasuk? Miksev nefesh techta, achas techta, basoysa techta, that you will learn three dinim. He says three miksut ksivim. I'm only going to learn two dinim. Chad lamuti, one's going to teach a za'oik of zameniach. The chad lamuti yochad she'asa baroz bezdin. However, in the case where two people did it, whether it's a situation of zay yochad v'zay yochal, and even in a case of zay and yochad v'zay, and certainly in a case of zay and yochad v'zay yochal, Ramei is going to hold you chayif. So we learned in the Gemara before, on the bottom of Tzadik Beis of Mabeis, Omer Mar, zay yochad v'zay yochal. What about if one person could have done it and the other person couldn't have done it? Dirakel chayiv. But the Braisa did not identify, it said chayiv. But who's chayiv? Haimanayu chayiv. Who's the one that's chayiv? So the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara is, the Gemara's question is, who? I want to know, there's reason for everybody to be chayiv. What's pshat? On one hand, I could say that the Yochel should be chayiv, because he's the one that without him nothing could have happened, because the Eni Yochel could have never made this happen on his own. On the other hand, you could say maybe the Eni Yochel should be chayiv. Why is the Eni Yochel chayiv? Because he's the one that used all of his energy. He did the best he can. The best he can wasn't good enough, so he needed the other guy. So the Gemara wants to know who's going to be chayiv. Tosfos says different. Tosfos says that the one that it doesn't make any sense to say that the Eni Yochel is Chayiv and the Yochel is Potter, because the Yochel is the main player here. So how could you say that the main player should be Potter? So therefore Tosfos learns that the Pshat in the Gemara's question is like this: the Yochel is certainly Chayiv, and the Gemara wants to know, will the Eni Yochel also be Chayiv? Says the Gemara, Amrav Chizda, Zesh Yochel. Only one that's Chayiv is the Yochel. The Zesh Eni Yochel, because if I look at the Eni Yochel, my COVID, what's he doing? He's not doing the malacha. Amalei Rav Amnuna, what are you talking about? He's not doing anything. The Kamasai Bahadei, he's helping. Amalei, so he told him, Messiah ain't by mamish. The fact that somebody only helps is meaningless. So now we're going to begin, before we go back to the sugya of Zay Yaakov, the sugya of Shnayim Shasua, we're going to talk for a few, we'll now learn the sugya of Messiah. Messiah means that I help the person do the Aveira. So again, we have a machlokes rishonim, if Messiah is mutter or it's osmid rabbonim. Some rishonim say it's mutter. The Rambam says that Messiah is mutter midaraisa, but osur midrabbonim. And the Rambam, and the Prima Gordon Paskins like the Rambam. Now, when we talk about Messiah, we have to define Messiah. Because there are, I'm going to give you two examples of Messiah that are not typical, that may be more than a regular Messiah that everybody will agree is also. One case is like this. We learned the Gemara Masechta Brachas. The Gemara Masechta Brachas says that when you hold the Kosher Bracha, you have to hold it in your right hand, only in your right hand. Not as a question. What happens if you're old or you're not well and it's hard for you to hold something in your right hand? Could you let your left hand help your right hand? So everybody agrees that if you just want your left hand to help your right hand, that's fine. But what about if you want to put your left hand, you have your cup on your palm of your right hand, and you want to put your left hand around the cup to help steady it? It's a machloikis bach ramah. Because here it's more than just a typical Messiah. You're really making it happen. That may be also, even if you hold Messiah ain't by mamish. I'll give you another case. Let's say a woman has to go to the mikveh Friday night. And she realizes that she didn't cut her fingernails. On Shabbos, she's not allowed to cut them. Is she allowed to ask a goy to cut her nails? So the Taz says, no. So the question is why? It's Messiah ain't by mamish. The answer says the Taz, because it's not just Messiah. She has to maneuver her hand in front of the goy. That's more than a typical Messiah. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees with the Taz. So we see that even in Messiah, there are degrees. But certainly on a simple Messiah, the Gemara is saying now, the Messiah ain't by mamish. It is try to lifnei iver, and Messiah is always in a case where you could have done it without me. Lifnei iver is always only possible. The definition of lifnei iver is only where you couldn't have done the aveira without me. Messiah is always where you could have done it without me. Amr Revzvin Shnei Durava Afanan Namitanina Messiah and Mamish. So the Gemara is going to bring a few rayas. The first raya is like this. We spoke about many times that one of the tumas of a zav is what's called tumas medris. That anything that's under the zav becomes an avatuma. So what's going to be the halacha yoshev al gabamita? A zav is on the bed. Va'abit talisus tachas ragla amita. And there are four pieces of material under the four bed legs. Tameis. Every one of those garments is tamei. Because every one of those garments supports a leg, which is essential, because you can't have a bed with three legs. Rav Shimon Matar, why does Rav Shimon say? Because Rav Shimon say, this is like a case of Zay Yochel to Zay Yochel, and Rav Shimon saying the whole shiur today, that Zay Yochel to Zay Yochel is potter. How about how you roichel gab behema? Somebody, a zov is riding on an animal. V'dalat talis tachs ragla behema, and the four pieces of material under the four legs of an animal. Here, everybody says Tahira. Why? The animal doesn't really need four legs. It could stand on three. Ask the Gemara, good. It could stand on three. So that fourth leg is not essential. Still, it still helps. So we see, Lab Mishum Damrina Messiah Ein Bei Mamish. The Chazon Ish asks, we're talking, says Tosfos, that the animals are walking. Because if the animal's stationary, on the contrary, because if it's walking, then it needs all the legs. The Chazon Ish asks, why is it tahor? Three of the legs are required. One isn't. So we should go after Rav. And Rav says that Rav of the legs are tamei. He doesn't answer the question. There's no proof from there, perhaps. The animal standing on three legs. Ask the Gemara, the kivim the zimin akraha. Sometimes the animal picks up this leg, the zimin akraha, and sometimes it picks up the other leg. Lev kav zav masapich. Why isn't that considered like a zav that rolls around, which we're not sure, as we'll see in a second, where he is? That misafek, we say that they're all tamei. All the places where we don't know if he laid on, they're tamei. Where do we see this concept? That even though the halacha, as Tosfos points out, is normally we say sofek tamei b'rishus rabim, where we have a sofek in b'rishus rabim, if he's tamei tor, we say he's tor. Here he's tamei. Because it says in the Mishnah, Zav shayim mutlas heifs of salon. A zav is laying on 5 benches. Or a head can die on 5 money belts. And like they say, you could get, like the Rishonim say, you could get to the money in the money belt without disturbing his laying on it. Otherwise, it would be a moiv nasim lachteinu. La'orchon tameim, if he's laying to the length, so most of his body covers it, he's tamei. La'rochon, if he's only laying on the width, he's tairim. Why is it tairim? Because most of his body doesn't lay on the bed. Yoshin, let's say he's sleeping. Sopach mishapach lein, and there's a sopach if he rolled onto them, tameim. Why? We don't know which one he laid on. Elam shundamrin mishayayim. So it can't be because we don't know which leg. It must be the reason, you know why the legs are not tameim? Because mishayayim bimamish. Omra papim shmei derov, afa nan namitanina. Reisi oimer hasus matam al yodav. By horse, the forelegs will always be tamei, if the zov is on the horse and there are material under the forelegs. Hachamar al raglov. By a donkey, it's the back legs. Why? Shemeshenes asus al yodov. A horse primarily rests on its forelegs. Vachamar and a donkey primarily rest a raglov, on its back legs, on its hind legs. So that's why the front legs will always be tamei. Those two would be considered essential. The back ones, we could say are only mesayaya. Ask the Gemara, good, they're only mesayaya, they're not essential. But still, hakam mesayi ba'adadi, they're still helping. So if they're helping, why are they not tamei? Because we say, shenamrina sayaya ein b'mamish. Omer Rav Ashi afa nan namitanina. We'll say another raya. The halacha is, when a kohen does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be standing on the actual floor of the Beis HaMikdash. It's called the Ritzpah. There's not allowed to be any chatzitza, anything between his foot and the floor. So what's going to be the halacha? Ragla achas al keli. He has one foot on a keli. Ragla achas al Ritzpah, and the other foot is on the Ritzpah. Ragla achas al Evan. He has one foot on a stone, and the other foot on the floor. So do we say that he doesn't have both feet on the floor or not? And Tosfos makes a very interesting point. Stone and ritzpah are the same material. The ritzpah was made out of stone, and stone is made out of stone. So why would stone be considered a chatzitza? So Tosfos says, we see from here that even the same men, even something that's made out of the same material, but if it doesn't belong there, can be considered a chatzitza. So a stone on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's made out of the same material as the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, will still be a chatzitza. So we do the following test. If we would be able to, if he could stand on the one foot that's on the ritzpah, so then avodasak sher, then his avodah is considered fine. It's not considered there was a chatzitza. Vimlav, but if he couldn't stand on that foot alone, then avodas psula, because he had one foot not on the ritzpah, he had one foot with a chatzitza. Ask the Gemara, good, the guy could have stood, the kohen could have stood with one foot like that. And I somebody asked me, Shaila, I don't have an answer. When we do this test, for how long is the test supposed to be? For a minute? For an hour? I thought it should be for the amount of time that it takes to do the avodah. That particular avodah that he's doing, he should be able to do on one foot. But I don't have a raya. But going back to this shaila, even if he could have stood on one foot, for whatever amount of time is required to pass the test, so to speak, certainly, when he has 2 feet on the ground, the other foot is helping that foot. It's a lot easier to stand on 2 feet than on 1 foot. So why isn't it mesayaya? And now you have one foot, not on the ritzpah. V'amai, hokam mesayi ba'adadi. La mishin damrinin mesayay ein b'mamish. Om ravin afanan namitanina. I'll bring you another ayah. All the avoider, every avoider the kohen does, he has to do with the right hand. What's going to be the halacha? Kibul b'yamin. If somebody caught the blood with his right hand, the small mesayosai, and his left hand helps him. So the halacha is avodasuk sheru. It's considered that he did the avodah with his right hand, and it's kosher. But again, we have the same question. V'amai, hokam asayi b'hadoy adodi. The left hand is certainly helping the right hand, and if masayaya is significant in halacha, why isn't it considered that he did avodah, that the kohen did avodah with his left hand? Lam shenamrinan masayaya ein b'mamish shmamina. Now we go back to the sugya of Shnaim Shasua. So we learned before, Omamar, Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel, in a case where each one of us could have done it ourselves, Ramei Mechayiv. And Tosfos immediately points out that the same question, that's a point, this is what Ramei holds. Tosfos points out that the question the Gemara is going to pose also is relevant to Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda, although he says, Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel is Potter, he agrees that in the case of Zeh Eino Yochel v'Zeh Eino Yochel, that Yechayiv. So now the question is, that Zeh Yochel v'Zeh Yochel according to Rameya, or Zeh Eino Yochel v'Zeh Eino Yochel according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Shir? Ibai Luhu. Bein in Shir l'Zeh v'l'Shir l'Zeh, or Dil Ema Sheach l'Kulam. Again, using what we've been learning, the shear of carrying out of food is generally a grigris. Let's say we're dealing with a food, let's say that for whatever reason cannot be carried out by one person. You need two people to carry it out, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or according to Rabbi Meir, even if two people, one person could have done it, but two people actually do it. So why say that they have to be carrying two grigris in? Shear l'zeh v'shear l'zeh. Was one grigris enough? What if kshat in the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is, in the case that we say, whatever that case should be, according to whatever man the Omer should be, that we say, Shnaim Sha'asu is Chayiv. What does that mean? Does that mean that together we did a whole Malacha? A Malacha was done by the two of us, and that's why each one of us is Chayiv? Or is kshat that I did a Malacha, and my friend did a Malacha? But it's looked at, the halacha views it as two distinct acts. If the halacha views it as two distinct acts, we have to have two shiurim. So says the Gemara, a machlokes. Rav Chisda v'Amnuna, chanam ashil zeh v'shil zeh. Each one has to have his own shiur. V'chanam ashir achil l'kulon. You have to have one shiur for both of them. Omra papa mishmei derava, afanan namitanina. We go back to the case of Tumah that we just spoke about a few moments ago. Hoya Yoshev Agabamito, the Zov is sitting on the bed, Vaba Talayos, and the four pieces of material. Tachas Abi Raglamita under the four bed legs, Tmeis. Nesha any yocholamad al sholosh. Because like we explained in Amud Aleph, a bed can't stand on three legs. So good. So now each leg is essential. We don't consider any leg a Messayaya like we did by the animal. But still, we only have one Zov. If we say that you need for every one an own shear, we should have to have four Zovim. V'mai, l'boi shear ziv l'zeh v'shear ziv l'zeh. Why is one Zov adequate? Must be. La mishun amrin sh'ech l'kulon. Or Rav Nachman Yitzchak afanan namitinin. I'll bring you another proof that shear echad is enough. L'kulon. The halacha is like this. Tzvi sh'nechnas l'bayis. A deer runs into the house, and somebody goes and locks the door, chayiv. He did chil Shabbos. What's the malacha he did? Seder, capturing. Nolu shnayim. If two people, that means let's talk a simple case, two people close the door, where one person could have easily done it himself. So that's a case of zeh yochel v'zeh yochel, which we say Shnaim Shasu according to Yehuda, which is the way we pass in Pturim. However, Lo Yochel Echad Nilnoil V'Nolu Shnaim. Let's say this is the way it worked. The animal ran into the house, and the door, there's no actual door to the doorway. So how do you do Tzeda? The way you do Tzeda is you sit yourself down in front of the door. But let's say the door is so wide that one person sitting in front of the door, the animal could still run out. So what do? You take two people, and they fill up the entire door opening. Now let's think about it. This is a case of Zeh Eino Yochel v'Zeh Eino Yochel. And Yechayiv. But let's think about it. How many deers were caught? One. If we say that you have to have a shear for every individual, so why are you chayiv? Lo yachal echal ninal. One person couldn't have done closing up the door. V'nel u'shnaim, so you had two people, chayovim. V'may asked the Gemara, l'bo yishit seid l'zeh, v'shit seid l'zeh. Lam shun damrinin, shirechit l'kulam. Omer avina afa nani namitaninam. Let's just review some halacha. The halacha is that if somebody steals from somebody else, an animal, so the halacha is v'heshiv is a gzela, he has to return what he stole, and he has to pay under normal circumstances kefil. He has to give back double what he stole. What about if tafchay macharay, if he slaughtered the animal or sold the animal, the halacha is he has to pay back dalad v'hei. Depending on whatever animal it is, he has to pay back either 4 times the value or 5 times the value. So what happens like this? A gemara masechta bava kama. Hashutvim shegonvu, if two people stole an animal, uvetofchu, and then they slaughtered the animal, chayovim. They each have to pay, they have to pay dal v'hei. Is the question of my lebay shir tficha lezeh v'shir tficha lezeh. Each one should have to have its own shir tficha. And here there was only one tficha for both. Lam shun damrinin shirach lekulam. So you have, as long as one animal is slaughtered, even though we both could be chayiv. So Taisus says that what in the Gemara speak about Geneva and say that you're not chayiv, that the fact that we're both chayiv kefil, even though it was only one ma'aseh geneva, why did the Gemara have to bring a proof from Tficha? So Taisa says there is no shear for geneva. So the whole issue of shear for each one of the shutfin is not relevant because there are no shiurim for geneva. For Tficha, there are shiurim. That's why the Gemara could bring a proof from Tficha. There's a very interesting Arsameach. The Arsameach wants to say that there shouldn't really be a shear for Tficha either. Why? He says like this. What's going to be the halacha if two people, Reuven and Shimon, stole and slaughtered an animal? And now they get caught, and they have to pay. And Reuven has no money. Will Shimon only have to pay half of the dal v'hei, or does Shimon have to pay the whole dal v'hei? So it says the halacha is that Shimon has to pay the whole dal v'hei. So it's not that each one is chayiv to half, so we really may not even have a raya from Tficha. It's our Arsameach's question. Vama Ravashi, afananamitanina. Shnaim shetsuish konishal gardi, if two people carry out together a weaver's stick, chayovim. Again, vamai, leboy shira tzolazer, vishira tzolazer, and we're not carrying enough. Lamishundamrinan, it must be, because we hold shirech lekulam. One shear is enough for both of them. Omalei rav achavared rav ravel ravashi. Who says that there's a proof from there? Maybe we're dealing with a stick which has in it two shurim. Dilma de ispay kadei levasha beikal lezeh or beikal lezeh. The stick is big enough to cook two eggs, and therefore it has two shurim. So I have no raya that one shear is enough. And the Gemara in Kalish Minan Kana Dalma. If we're talking about a regular stick, and we're just saying that the stick is thick enough to cook two eggs, why do I have to talk about a stick of a weaver? Maishna de Gardi. It must be because we're talking about a small stick, and we're telling us that sheer echad for both is enough. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma this by Kedel Arag Mapalazah, or Kedel Arag Mapalazah. True, it doesn't have enough to cook two eggs, but it could sew or weave two towels. And then we have one shear for each person. So says the Gemara, you're right. El mahal lekla mishmina. From this last case, we don't have a raya that shear echad lekulam is enough. But we had other rayas. Says the Gemara. Tana tanaka made Rav Nachman. Shnai shetsu gadish gardi. If two people carry out this stick of the weaver, pturim. Rav Shimon mechayiv. Rav Shimon says the chayiv. Ask the Gemara, klapalaya. It makes no sense. Rav Shimon, this is a good way to finish the shir. Rav Shimon was the man, the Omer, that in today's entire shir said that under all circumstances, Shnaim Shasu is Pturim. Even in a case of Zayni Yachol, Vizayni Yachol, where we each need each other. And all of a sudden we have here that Rav Shimon is Mechayif, Says the Gemara, you have to turn around the Braisa. Tanakam is going to hold its Chayavim. And like Tosfos explained, we're talking about the stick that each one of us could not have carried by ourselves. We each one of us needed the other one to carry. So it's a case of Ezeni Yochel, Ezeni Yochel. And it goes according to Yehuda that holds that Ezeni Yochel is Chayiv. Rav Shimon is going to go according to his Shita that Rav Shimon holds Poiter. He holds that Shnaim Shesua is always Poiter, even in the case of Ezeni Yochel, Ezeni Yochel.